This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, headquartered in Little Rock, has a new leader. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Holly Dixon is replacing longtime Arkansas ACLU Executive Director Rita Sklar, who retired last summer. Dixon was selected, she says, after an extensive nationwide search. An Arkansas native born 1972, as an 8-year-old girl, she became aware of racial inequality watching, of all things, a beauty pageant featuring Lencola Sullivan, the first African-American to be crowned Miss Arkansas in 1980.
Lencola Sullivan was the first black woman to be in the top 5 in the Miss America pageant. But she was an Arkansan. And before she was Miss America and before she was Miss Arkansas, she was vying as a contestant to be Miss White River, which is where I lived. And I was working, my parents were volunteering in an organization, and I was working, helping my mom decorate a float for a contestant for that pageant, and it was Lencola Sullivan. And I watched the pageant. I met Lencola. She came to check on her float. She was amazing. She was beautiful. But I watched her in that pageant, and it was very clear that she had to win over the audience and the judges with her personality and her performance because of her race. She had to work harder to win them over.
Dixon says the realization that Sullivan lost her bid to later become Miss America because of her race made a lasting impression. Dixon joined Arkansas ACLU in 2006, having practiced as a labor and civil rights attorney for 8 years.
So issues of gender inequality, race inequality, problems in our jails and prisons, lots of people whose rights were being abused, difficult to get into and stay into court, even on a strong case. But in terms of trying to tackle some of the largest issues in our state.
The nonpartisan American Civil Liberties Union was founded in 1920, quote, to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties guaranteed to every person in this country by the Constitution and laws of the United States. The Arkansas affiliate was founded in 1970.
We have a union and a foundation. A foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we also have a 501c4 organization. That's our union that lobbies for change in law. And we have a board of directors for both the union and the foundation, and they oversee the governance of our affiliate.
The ACLU office in Washington subsidizes legal work conducted in all 50 states. Dixon also files for legal fees from winning cases, which are rolled back into the organization's legal fund. The nonprofit foundation is supported by annual memberships and tax-deductible contributions. Dixon says Arkansas ACLU receives thousands of requests for help every year.
They vary as widely as the rights that we have under the Constitution and the people that we have in the state of Arkansas. And we do the best that we can to support those who write to us or turn to us seeking assistance. We have a model where we utilize the support of attorneys who are licensed in the state of Arkansas to take our cases.
Providing research briefings and, in some cases, cost reimbursement to volunteer attorneys across the state. The girth of cases litigated by ACLU of Arkansas regard free speech, religion and belief, equal rights, reproductive rights, as well as racial and criminal justice. But Dixon assumed leadership during a global pandemic, which, as the National ACLU office declares, quote, has laid bare the systemic oppression that is at the root of inequality in America, end quote.
Well, first I'd like to say the ACLU of Arkansas never quit working. We've been working around the clock and even harder in the midst of the pandemic, because I absolutely agree that the pandemic has magnified the problems we have in America and the problems we have in Arkansas.
Starting with the Arkansas correctional system, where COVID-19 positive infections are concentrated, ACLU immediately called for low-level offenders to be released to ease congestion, where recent mass testing in prisons revealed a 35% positivity rate.
It's spread by like wildfire. The state still doesn't have a handle on it. And that's why we joined with Arkansas Disability Rights and Squire Pattenbaugh's law firm and the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund to file a case against the Arkansas Department of Correction on behalf of all prisoners in the system, seeking the types of relief that we need to protect prisoners from the virus.
On Friday, Arkansas Secretary of Correctional Facilities Solomon Graves announced, in addition to 800 nonviolent prison inmates released in April, 500 more releases are pending. Reproductive rights, including access to safe abortions, is also an area of litigation for Dixon.
We've been fighting to try to maintain access to abortion in the state of Arkansas every single year since I've been here and before I got here. In the last 50 years, this affiliate has been fighting for that. And the pandemic gave politicians an opportunity to grandstand around this issue again, and we had to go into court to get emergency relief for patients who had the clinic shut down for political purposes, not health care purposes.
Dixon says, by targeting abortion providers with medically unnecessary restrictions intended to close clinics and push abortion even further out of reach, ACLU, the ACLU of Arkansas and Planned Parenthood, have repeatedly sued on behalf of Little Rock Family Planning Services, Planned Parenthood Great Plains, and two physician providers to stop such laws from taking effect. And this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that one such restriction in Louisiana requiring hospital admission requirements on abortion clinic providers was unconstitutional.
Nonetheless, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals panel that reviewed our 2017 case issued a decision to vacate the trial court's decision and remand it for more consideration in light of Justice Roberts's separate opinion.
Dixon says she plans to appeal, asking the panel in full court to reconsider. Also this summer, on June 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the 1964 Civil Rights Act does protect gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex, a civil rights battle Dixon has long waged in Arkansas, but says there's a long way to go.
We have a new hate crimes bill that would enhance criminal penalties against someone who commits a crime against an LGBTQ person because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Yet that bill also reiterates that nothing in that law changes the Arkansas Civil Rights Act or the Intrastate Commerce Protection Act. And those laws very intentionally excluded sexual orientation and gender identity from the protections of the State Civil Rights Act and prohibited localities from providing any protection against employment discrimination, housing discrimination, public accommodations discrimination because of someone's gender identity or sexual orientation. And to reiterate that, you know, we're not amending those laws in the context of this hate crimes law, I think really illuminates where we are in this state.
And a little over 10 weeks away from the general election, Arkansas ACLU is gearing up on its voter protection project.
We are continuing to focus on rural areas and populations that are often overlooked, people who are detained in jails at this point who don't have a felony conviction that hasn't been cleared, still have the right to vote. They can vote absentee. But we're working diligently to get that voting rights information out. And if people have questions about their voting rights, I encourage them to check our social media, our Facebook, our Twitter. We now have Instagram. Check our webpage. Contact our office. We're happy to distribute whatever information that person may need or people in the community may need, and ask people look for that volunteer opportunity to help ensure that everybody has a chance to vote and have their vote counted.
Search ACLU.org/affiliate/Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.